This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Goya Foods makes a bunch of the staples that you will find in the pantries of Latinx and non-Latinx families, not only here, but throughout Latin America. Adobo sauce, beans and olives, seasonings, all of that. It's also the biggest Hispanic-owned business in the United States. And right now, in a perhaps cautionary tale, it's become the target of a boycott led by Latinx activists. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
It all started with comments Goya CEO Robert Inanwe made at the White House yesterday.
We're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder.
The reaction? Videos like this, all over social media.
Yeah, I can see it now. Y'all showing up at your abuelas and tia's houses talking about where these beans from. These better not be no Goya beans, yo.
A couple hashtags started trending, Goya Way and Boycott Goya. Wharton marketing professor Americus Reed says, while the boycott may hurt the brand's image in the short term, long term?
Boycotts typically do not work. Consumers are distracted by other things. They have short memories. And if you look at what's going on in the 24-hour news cycle, there is always another story that hits that will take a bit of oxygen away from that existing story.
For a boycott like this to work, customers need choices. There are other brands, Conchita, Badia, Iberia, but stores have to carry them. Ohio State University supply chain expert Terry Esper says if they don't already,
maybe a touch more difficult because, you know, kind of getting access to some of those competing brands, especially in a situation like this where those supply chains are already pretty strapped because of just the ways things are with COVID-19.
The store's best position to stock the competing brands, he says, are big chains or smaller ethnic groceries. That's where Emily Pasquale shops. She grew up with Goya products in New York City.
But the marketplace is competitive, and I think so many of us are happy to take our business elsewhere.
And by us, she means her mom, abuela, and tia. They had a group call last night and decided to stop buying Goya. The company didn't respond to requests for comment. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.